T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What's going on, everyone? Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you. Off and rolling on this Thursday morning. Chilly day throughout the Delaware Valley, but that's all right. We got an awful lot to talk about today. Some of which we got into yesterday, some of which is some new stuff. Of course, there's still the Ben Simmons, James Harden stuff. Lakers in town tonight. That means LeBron is in town tonight, and he'll face the greatest version of Joel Embiid to this point in Embiid's history. He is just rolling, so we'll talk about that. Eagles off season, obviously some decisions to make, and the quarterback situation to me is always fascinating because it could go in a lot of directions. Flyers presser from yesterday, Baseball Hall of Fame. It's all on the table with you, 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Joe.
Hello, John.
Beaver teeth are actually made from iron.
How do you figure that?
Like, literally?
Yeah, they are. And the iron in their teeth makes their teeth stronger and better able to cut through wood. Look at a beaver's teeth. They're bright orange. And that's because of the iron present in the teeth themselves.
Wow.
I have no comment.
Yeah, not your field of expertise, as they say.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that.
Joe's sick and depraved mind that has to go are... there.
What?
Yeah.
You're gross.
You have a child's mind is what it is.
You know what I've always wanted to, there's a moment in world history I'd like to have been at.
Oh God.
What became Arcadia University when they previously recalled Beaver College about 20 years ago?
Sure.
When it, like, the Board of Trustees meeting.
When they decided to change it.
No, not when they decided. When the first person that spoke up and was like, you know,
maybe we ought to consider
it. Oh, why should we change it?
Yeah.
I love beavers. Yeah. They're great animals.
And then someone else in the room is like, why is that? That's the moment in world history I would have liked to have been at. 215-592-9494. It's a great moment in history. It hasn't happened yet, but it's going to happen tonight. And it's LeBron James versus Joel Embiid. We'll get into that. Obviously, if you're headed down to the game, let's get into that because that's pretty juicy. Also juicy, John, speaking of juicy, Aaron Rodgers. You know, I heard Angelo this morning. I'm driving into work, and, you know, they're doing a whole big thing on Aaron Rodgers. Let me be very clear before we go any further. And you know, we've talked a lot about the quarterback situation, and I think people, you know, for the most part, know where I stand on Hurts. I think he's a pretty good young prospect. I don't think he's truly, you know, great or even very good right now. He's got a shot to be better. He's 23, the whole deal. Let me just go on the record very clearly about the quarterback situation, I guess as clearly as I can state it. Not only do I want Aaron Rodgers on the Eagles, if I'm the Eagles, Aaron Rodgers is my number one target this offseason. Number one. Not three, not five, not two. Numero uno, number one. The Eagles absolutely should try very hard to get Aaron Rodgers. Now, I recognize that it could be a hard thing to pull off. I know there's a lot of speculation that Aaron Rodgers, if he leaves Green Bay, will go to Denver. And they very well might be in the lead in that race. But if I'm the Eagles, I'm trying to get on the radar screen of Aaron Rodgers to want to be here. He should be the number one target. I'm continuously amazed. I mean, I don't even know how to state this enough. I am flabbergasted that so many Philadelphia Eagles fans, so many of our listeners, so many of our callers, don't want Aaron Rodgers on the Eagles. He not only is just about to win his fourth MVP, you know, in a week or two when that gets announced, but he's still one of the top four players in pro football. I mean, you got a guy like LeBron James coming to town tonight. It's a classic example. A couple of years ago, we actually had callers, like a decent amount, they'll be like, no, I don't want LeBron because, you know, that's like not organic and he's not our own guy and he's not homegrown. And so it'd kind of be like an inauthentic way to win. You know, inauthentic way to win. Here we are a couple years later. The Sixers still haven't even gotten out of the second round. And like this idea of I don't want someone that's great or he's like sort of declining or he's like he's kind of old. Yeah, he's kind of old, but he can play for five more years. He should be the number one target for the Philadelphia Eagles this season. And that's, I mean, that's the bottom line. Now, look, I'll listen and talk to anybody and everybody at 215-592-9494. Look, Jalen Hurts.
Your bottom line
Jalen Hurts has a shot to be very good.
Ridiculous.
Why
your
is it ridiculous?
Your bottom line is, I mean, it's like childish. It's so unachievable on so many levels. Like, yeah, okay, I know Aaron Rodgers is an awesome quarterback. Aaron Rodgers has a ton of shortcomings when it, you know, off the field, as a person. I take exception to a lot of his stances on a lot of fronts.
Yep.
Now, like, let's not even get into that stuff.
Well, a lot of people do, and
he's
and
a
that's...
jerk. The problem for us would be he just wanted out because he thought he knew better than the Packers GM. And he will absolutely think he knows better than Howie, this GM. It's crazy to pretend that that he would want to be here, especially when the Broncos just hired his buddy offensive coordinator Nathan Hackett.
Hey, listen, like, maybe they're the front runner. I mean, they very well could be. But John, from a team standpoint,
and what about the
what
fact
is, what
that
is
he
Denver
said,
won?
Hold on. What about the what have they won? Well,
yeah, what they won?
They have a good roster.
What have that's, they? What have they what, won?
Well, I don't know, a couple Super Bowls.
No, like, that's a whole whole different thing.
They are a better roster than ours. That's what matters to Aaron Rodgers. The fact that, you know, this Hackett guy is their offensive coordinator now, that's what matters to Aaron Rodgers. The fact that they, I don't know, might be able to pay the $46 million cap hit that he's got, that's what matters to Aaron Rodgers. $46 million cap hit. You realize that after the restructure of Brandon Brooks' contract, we have 23.8.
Yep.
Now, I know everyone seems to say, oh, Howie will figure it out.
Yeah.
Part of the problem is Howie's figuring it out means we're paying Fletcher Cox until 2026. Like, that adds up. So let's stop with that. We finally have a functional, growing, hardworking quarterback who I believe will blossom. For $1 million. Now's the time to build the team around
him. For one more year,
give him a chance.
One more year, $1 million.
Two more years,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, but it's not the way it normally works.
Okay, well, it's the way it's going to work if he doesn't prove himself.
Yeah, but then,
actually, if he doesn't prove himself, he's gone. If he doesn't prove himself after this year, it's move on time.
I agree with you on
now
that.
Now is not move on time when you could be letting go of that the franchise quarterback that you've been looking for, searching for so long. I just think this Aaron Rodgers concept is a pipe dream that you sound so over the top, like fanboy Aaron Rodgers, when there's so much writing on the wall that says we're not even a consideration,
like,
first of all.
I don't.
We couldn't afford him, second of all. And third, I don't want him. I don't want that guy as my quarterback.
And you want Hurts?
Yes.
So, all right, there's a lot of ways to go here, and everyone can weigh in, 215-592-9494. I want to tap into that last point there, John, that last exchange you and I had. I want to ask you a question. You already answered it, but I'm going to ask it again because I want you to really hear my words, and then I want to hear your words. You really don't want Aaron Rodgers to be the Eagles quarterback.
Aaron Rodgers is probably the most skillful quarterback in the NFL over age 35.
And you agree with me, he's still one of the top four players in football? I mean,
it's
in whatever order, it's Mahomes, Rodgers, Brady, and Josh Allen are the four most valuable. I mean, I know people can talk about Aaron Donald and all that.
Well, valuable is a different thing.
But
Burrow on his contract, you could argue, is more valuable.
No, I know. I'm just saying, who are the four best players? And in my opinion, it's like if you get to just pick, like, hey, we're going out to play football, the top four picks in whatever order would be Mahomes, Brady, Rodgers, and Josh Allen. They just would. You would take them over Aaron Donald, and you would take them over a cheap rookie quarterback because, again, who's the best? Those are the four best players.
Well, you'd be yeah.
So why would
that's
I?
That's why they're paid the most.
That is why they're paid
Aaron,
the most. Why
Aaron
would
Rodgers
I not
is
want
also 39 years old in 2022.
Next year, yeah, I know.
It's preposterous to say, you know, that this guy is going to be as good as he is now.
10 years ago, I would. Longer. 10 years ago, I would not have advocated it, John. The rules have changed.
One guy,
a lot.
One guy is still playing at 44.
Yeah,
that's not to say that everyone's going to start playing that well when they're 44.
You know, my theory that'll change, that more people will get there. I mean, that's just what I think.
Maybe more people get there, but that doesn't mean Aaron Rodgers will get there. Aaron Rodgers still has not had the success that matches up. It's not commensurate success to his talent in terms of wins, titles, championships.
I know. I agree with that. He's come
taking
up
this risk for $46 million just for this year to when you're going to hamstring the rest of your team that's supposed to be in a building process. And, oh, what about that part? We are in a building process. Howie said we are building. Building. The owner coming into this season, this last season, said we are in, you know, rebuild mode, essentially. Howie coming out of this season said repeatedly that we're building. Aaron Rodgers, quote, "I don't want to be part of a rebuild if I'm going to keep on playing." That's an Aaron Rodgers quote.
I understand that, John.
So it doesn't fit.
All right, let's find out where people stand at 215-592-9494. There's one thing I ask of our audience today, because honestly, I expect a lot of, just based on polls we've done in the past, I think a lot of people are going to disagree with me, and that's fine. That's fine. I'll take all those calls. But if you're listening right now and you agree with me and want to try to talk some sense into John, please call, because I know that most people are going to tell me I'm wrong and I'm crazy. I don't get that. I'll take the calls. We'll chat about it. But I need to hear from some people that think, as I think, John's crazy for not wanting Aaron Rodgers to be the Eagles quarterback. I mean, when we go down to Lincoln Financial Field next season, don't you want the Eagles to, you know, win the game? I mean, don't you want them to win? Just call
me.
I beg.
I want them to win with a good team.
I beg people call.
They need to add in other areas. They have a guy who might be good enough under center. I'm not saying he's as good as Aaron Rodgers is right now, because that's ridiculous.
Of course.
But we need to build everywhere else. Right now, I'm willing to wait.
All right, 215-592-9494. Where do you stand on the Rodgers thing? We'll get into LeBron in town and all the implications of that. Let's kick it off right now with Sean. What's up, Sean?
What's up, fellas? First time caller, long time listener. You guys hang out with my brother Malik out of Mount Airy.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Very nice, man.
Thanks for calling, Sean.
I had to call this morning because, number one, no, I don't agree with you, Joe. Aaron Rodgers hasn't been to the Super Bowl in how long? He had a terrible, terrible game. He chokes in the playoffs. And we want to give Hurts all this flack about him having a bad game in the playoffs. But we never talk about Aaron Rodgers when he has a bad game.
No, listen, there's no doubt he reminds me a lot of Greg Maddux. He's one of the all-timers in the regular season, and when the postseason comes, he doesn't do as good. But it doesn't mean he doesn't get you a lot closer to having a shot to win a title than Jalen Hurts.
No, I don't care a lot closer. We're trying to get there, not a lot closer. It's the same thing if we had Hurts and we got to the second round of the playoffs, you'd be beating him up because he didn't have a good game in the second round. He hasn't been to the Super Bowl, not been to the Super Bowl. So you want to risk all this money on a player that hasn't been to the Super Bowl just so we can't get to the Super Bowl. Speaking of which, who's he going to throw to? Who's he going to throw to if we don't build this team? This football is made out of 22 people, not one.
Yeah, one matters a lot more than the rest.
Aaron Rodgers hasn't taken his team to the Super Bowl with a better team than the Eagles have now, and we're going to hamstring our team for the future with one player.
Sean, I want to ask you one question to sum this whole call up. What's up with your brother Malik knowing more about football than you?
Malik, he got more time on his hands. I run three businesses.
What good answer that was.
That is a good
answer. Sean, good stuff, buddy. Appreciate the phone call, man.
Hey, Joe, what about the fact, like, when you dig a little bit into Aaron Rodgers.
Yep.
Like, there's so many articles out there. Like, I'm looking at an article from Matt Lombardo,
okay,
who talked to an unnamed NFL ex-GM,
okay,
who said, this is the quote about Aaron Rodgers: "The guy's selfish, teammates don't like him, coaches don't like.
I believe it.
It's all about Aaron. Yeah, it totally fits with what we see.
No question about it.
They all deal with him because he's a superstar.
Doesn't surprise me at all. I listen, you guys know I will occasionally advocate for a Philadelphia sports team to get a player that I am personally not a fan of. I mean, John, I think there's a lot of us that really are not fans of James Harden, but we're saying, hey, you can trade Ben Simmons for James Harden. Please do. I don't like him. Now, I'm not saying he's a jerk on the level of Aaron Rodgers, but I don't like him. Doesn't mean I don't want him. Look who's on the phone, our buddy Mitch Williams. Mitchie Poo!
What's happening, guys?
Hi, Mitch.
Well, John, as per usual, I land squarely on your side. But it has nothing to do. And the thing about the Aaron Rodgers, no question about it, he's got talent, a ton of talent. What it would do to that upset that locker room would not be worth it. Yeah. I'm a gambler. I gamble. I am not going to risk $46 million to try and get to a place I know I can't get to when I can get to the same place or maybe a little bit under that with a guy making $1 million. When you watch Jalen Hurts play, John, and he misses, where is he missing most?
All over the place?
Behind guys.
Or he didn't realize he should throw the ball to them, and then he just ran for 6 yards, and he could have had a 23-yard completion. How about that type of mess?
No, I think that's a good point. It does seem like it's a little bit behind, probably because he's a little bit late, you know, where
it's not even necessarily that his mind is reading it late. His mind could be reading it on time, but with those mechanics, all I'd ask you guys to do, get a breakdown of Brady standing there just playing catch and Hurts playing catch and watch the difference in the length of the delivery. That is all he is missing. Hurts is so long in his delivery that he's making a decision, but his delivery will not let him deliver the ball on time.
Well, Mitch, I do think that's part of it, but I think that part I was joking about earlier really is a huge part also. There are moments in games where he just doesn't know a guy is the right guy to throw it to. I mean, Mitch, real quick. All right, go ahead.
Real quick.
Sure.
He played 4 games last year.
Yep.
He played 16 this year. Okay, that's 20 games under his belt. How fast did Peyton Manning – how many interceptions did Manning throw his rookie year?
Look, he had 28. He had a ton. Plus? Yeah, he had a ton.
I mean, these guys are learning at the highest level of this game. And when they're put under that kind of microscope, I think this guy's done a tremendous job of handling it.
Well, yeah, I mean, in the off-the-field stuff and leadership stuff, he's great with all that. But, I mean, Mitch, when that game was to be played, whatever it was, 2 Saturdays ago or Sundays ago, he just wasn't equipped to give the Eagles a realistic chance to win the game. He just wasn't.
Okay, let me ask you this. Did Aaron Rodgers look like he was equipped to beat the Niners?
No, but that to me is more the aberration than more the norm. I mean, listen, obviously guys have bad games. We all know it. Mitch.
I had the same questions you do, Joe.
Yeah.
Obviously, because we're not down there. We don't know if he's reading the defense correctly. But I can tell you this. On little timing routes and out routes, the ball is behind receivers.
I agree.
Simply because he's so long.
Well, listen, Mitch.
He is Tom House away from being a top 10 quarterback in the league. I can say that.
Look, I hope you're right. I honestly don't think you are, but I hope you are, because he probably will be the Eagles quarterback next year. I mean, that I recognize.
If he can get with a guy that can teach him the mechanics of throwing a football the correct way, he has all the other
stuff. Hey, Mitch, quick.
And we know that he can. We know that he probably will this offseason.
Mitch, quick aside, I want to ask you a question here. Let's just hop to baseball real quick.
Okay.
Clemens and Bonds not making the Hall of Fame. What's your reaction?
It doesn't surprise me, because we have people voting on the Hall of Fame that have no business voting on it.
And you think they should have made it? I mean, I think they should have made it.
Well, let's look at it this way. We have a Hall of Fame of baseball that doesn't include the all-time hits leader, Pete Rose,
yep,
because they invented a rule after he broke some rule. But then you got arguably the best player that ever played in Barry Bonds. He's not in there. Arguably probably the second or third best pitcher to ever throw, Roger Clemens. He's not in there.
Yeah.
And why? If you went down this thing, it's all subjective. If you went down every Hall of Famer's career, somewhere there's a black eye. Mm-hmm. But it's not. It's all subjective to the times you played.
Yeah.
And I can tell you this, they could have voted Clem in. He wouldn't have accepted.
Well, listen, Mitch, I, as always, man, appreciate your perspective. Have a great
all
day,
right,
Mitch.
Guys,
thanks,
great week.
Thanks, thanks, pal. Yeah, I want to say this. The Hall of Fame thing, I want to keep that conversation going. It was pretty passionate yesterday with a lot of callers on our show. And I was aware, as is the case many days, that we had a pretty much a full line of board of callers, meaning it's not always easy for callers that want to get in to get in. But just know this, keep trying today, because I know there's a lot of people that wanted to talk about that topic yesterday that did not get on the air. So please feel free to call and talk Hall of Fame, 215-592-9494. By the way, I also think that Mitch brought up a really good point about the Pete Rose front that does not get discussed enough. When he said they made up a rule, what he's referring to is after Pete Rose was banished from baseball for life, which, by the way, Pete Rose thinks was only going to be for 1 year if Bart Giamatti hadn't died. After that point, that's when the Baseball Hall of Fame then said, we will not have anybody on the ballot for the Hall of Fame if they are currently banned from baseball. And so it was an end round. I mean, Pete Rose should have been on a ballot. Whether you think he should have been voted in or not voted in, he should have been on a ballot. And it was a completely Mickey Mouse nonsense rule that was created to basically, you know, ward off him even being on the ballot. And I thought that was wrong. James, you got some breaking news in there right now. Let's talk to me about breaking news.
Read all about it.
James, what do you got right there?
Yeah, we expected it. You know, it was kind of talked about. But officially, after 18 seasons, two Super Bowls, Ben Roethlisberger has announced he is retiring from football.
Wow. Well, there it is. Let me just say this. Breaking news on WIP brought to you by DuckDuckGo. Protect your privacy online for free with DuckDuckGo. DuckDuckGo, privacy simplified. Not a surprise. Tremendous football player. A legacy complicated, obviously, from some stuff about 15 years ago. But a guy that, you know, I believe is going to be in Canton. I mean, clearly.
Yeah.
One of the tougher quarterbacks we've ever seen. One of the more, I don't even know how to refer to this, John, pocket mobile quarterbacks we've ever seen. And I mean pocket, or, you know, like.
Yeah, I don't know.
He wasn't a galloper.
I don't know if mobile is the right
word. No, pocket
word.
Strong?
Pocket, yes.
Strong.
Strong.
Yeah, that's the word.
He was an oak tree.
Extremely, yes.
He was the guy you couldn't take down. Like, yeah. He was the classic example whenever, like, Carson Wentz, all these guys come in, these bigger quarterbacks. Yeah. Oh, he's like Ben Roethlisberger, you can't take him down.
Yeah.
Like, that's what he was.
He played with a lot of heart, too. I mean, he took a lot of hits, man. I'm talking especially the early years. Latter years, he got, I think, better and just more wise as far as just getting rid of the ball. Trying to extend his career. And like anybody, you know, you play more, you know defenses more, and, you know, you're going to just kind of zip it out of there quicker. And the rules certainly helped him, as they've helped all quarterbacks over the last 5 to 10 years, more than 10, 15 years ago. But, man, those early years, it was fun watching him. I mean, there'd be like a 300-pound defensive tackle barreling down on him, yeah. And he'd give the guy like a stiff arm and then pass the ball on a key third down to Hines Ward, and it'd be a first down. That guy was a great player, man.
Yeah, he made the consistent unlikely completion.
Yeah.
And it was, yeah, amazing to watch. And that did catch up with them.
215-592-9494. Coming up, two questions. One that we've addressed before, one that we've never addressed at all. What that is, tell you next. Show to Cameron, John Ritchie on WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.